vines or something.
Do you have much of that around here?
No. Not a lot of it. The thing we got around here is creepers, bindweed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, I guess it's pretty well established all over the county, I would say.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the local streams that you have?
Streams?
Yeah.
Well, we got Coal Creek. I don't know if you'd call the San Juan River stream. You know.
Whatever it is.
You got the Piedra River, we got the Little Blanco, we got the Big Blanco, the Navajo, Little Navajo.
Got plenty of. Do you have any that are only around during wet weather? They dry up?
Oh, probably. Probably, but I don't think they really get a name.
Okay.
You know, unless you call it Mud Creek or something like that, you know.
What's a meadow to you?
Probably about the same as a pasture, open grazing land.
Okay, what about... I'm sorry.
A meadow would probably be up in the higher country. You know, you'd probably just come out in a park or a meadow, maybe surrounded by trees or something like that.
So a park would also be a...
Would be something, I'd say, the same as a meadow, yeah, okay. Open park.
Okay, what about a basin?
Yeah, well, we have what they call a Blanco Basin, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of down in a hole, and we have it.
Okay. Do you have any swamps in this area that you know of? Swampy areas?
Oh, there's, yeah, any place, I suppose. Well, I don't, what do you call swamp?
I'm just thinking.
We have some wetlands, you know.
That might work.
But.
Sort of stagnant water. It just doesn't go.
There's some of that, yeah. That's yeah, right. There's a lake up on Mill Creek up there that's a, I guess you call it a dead lake. There's no water runs in it except in the spring when it rains.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that would probably work. They tend to get, you know, sort of mucky.
Yeah. Got a muskrat in it.
Yeah, right. Do you have any flat-topped hills in this area?
It's like a mesa.
Yeah.
Oh, probably, you know, but I couldn't tell you any right offhand.
Okay. Would a mesa and a butte be about the same thing? Or?
That I don't know because I don't think we use the term butte around here much.
Okay.
Buttes would be up in the rocks, I would think, more.
Did they ever use irrigation ditches in this area?
Oh, yeah. Lots of irrigation.
They still use them?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What about bigger bodies of water that they would use for irrigation? Do they ever store water?
Not here, no. Now, if I see the lake over above Bayfield, now that is irrigation lake, and it runs clear down to the state of New Mexico, clear down into Allison Arby's area.
Okay. Do they also use irrigation ponds? Is that something that's talked about?
Yeah, but there are very little. The only ones I know of is right offhand is up in Harris Lake and Buckles Lake was mm-hmm. irrigation ponds.
Mm-hmm.
But they're fed by springs and you know, snowmelt, stuff like that. But they're private owned ponds too.
Mm-hmm. I haven't really noticed, do you have ditches along the roads around here? Is that something you do or?
Well, just to carry the water off the road, yeah, and, you know, dump it somewhere again.
Okay.
Borrow ditches, I guess you'd call them, what we used to call them years ago.
What are they called?
Borrow ditch.
Okay. I suppose you have, there's probably areas where growing is, it's not good to grow things. You've got some really bad soil in this area.
Oh, yeah, between rocks, sandstone, and...
yeah. What about the real good soil? Is there a name for that? People grow.